2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 5 o'clock, and welcome to Tuesday, the 20th day of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 73 degrees.
We've got a crash on 5600 West out in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, Amazon is building again in Utah, and it should mean more new jobs and quicker deliveries.
A fulfillment center is coming to West Jordan. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the new building will be 1 million square feet and mean 800 new jobs. There are already 2,000 full-time Amazon associates in Utah. The shipping center near the Salt Lake Airport focuses on the most popular small and mid-sized goods. The new one in West Jordan will specialize in larger items like bikes, kayaks, fishing rods, sports equipment, patio furniture, household goods, and pet food. Most of the new employees, they say, will pick, pack, and ship those items alongside machines and robots. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A third person is drowned this week at Lake Powell. Divers recovered the body of an Arizona man hundreds of feet below the surface of the water. Rangers believe he got trapped in wires after jumping into a marina. A 15-year-old boy and a 33-year-old man also drowned over the past week.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Summer heat is still persisting today as we could hit our 10th day of triple-degree weather.
Wow, it's been pretty hot lately. Mostly sunny skies. We're still not seeing a storm here within the next 7 days. And now it looks like our temperature is going to climb back up to the near 100 range for tomorrow afternoon. And it still looks like it's just going to remain very dry, very warm, with more seasonal temperatures as we head into the weekend and into early next week.
Grant says we could cool off a little on Thursday.
With high temperatures expected to be in the 90s the rest of the week, educators are making sure kids are staying cool. They say kids are so used to air conditioning that if their system breaks down, it can become a major distraction. Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley says if one unit goes down, they'll crank up the others until they get it fixed.
Sometimes those parts, because some of these systems are pretty intricate, you got to order a part that's got to be made specialty. So sometimes you might be without air conditioning for a few days.
He says they tell instructors to look for a potential heat-related problem once the temperatures reach around 80 degrees inside. They also can move students to cooler areas if they have to.
The Trump administration makes plans just in case. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump dismisses talks about a recession, but Democrats are saying that Democrats are willing the economy to do poorly in the 2020 election.
I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well.
But reports say White House advisors are making tax cut plans if the economy needs a boost. And the president continues to blame Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for mishandling prime rate cuts. Planned Parenthood is dropping out of the federal program to provide birth control to poor women, saying they cannot abide by new restrictions that prevent them from advising how or where to get abortions.
Our patients come to us because they expect the best information and health care available.
The CEO says they dropped out of Title X funding rather than submit compliance plans by Monday's court deadline. New York police officer who choked Eric Garner 5 years ago has finally been fired. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We have finally seen justice done.
And Daniel Pantaleo choked Garner, who was selling loose cigarettes, prompting an asthma attack that led to his death. Pantaleo has been working in an anti-crime unit at the time of yesterday's firing. And Russia says the U.S. is stoking tensions after a ground-based Tomahawk missile was test-fired Monday off the California coast. The test would have violated the INF treaty, which the U.S. dropped out of August 2nd, the Tomahawk successfully hit a flying target 310 miles away. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A Florida teenager has been charged with making threatening comments in an online video chat room.
15-year-old Adam Gazzetti told his mother the threat to shoot at least seven people at his school was just a joke, despite his mom's pleas to sheriff's deputies.
He shouldn't be treated as though he is a terrorist or something because he made a silly statement on a stupid video game.
The teen was arrested. Adam Gazzetti has some company. Volusia County deputies in Florida arrested at least 27 students last year on charges of making threats against their schools. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The search continues for two missing firefighters lost at sea off the coast of Florida. ABC's Victor Akendo has more from Jacksonville.
An offshore angler fishing bag was found 50 miles off St. Augustine. One of the men's wives posting an image of it, writing she believes they threw it overboard to say, "We are here, come find us." Authorities saying it is extremely encouraging and it gives them another area to look into.
It's still officially a rescue mission right now.